T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There's a feeling that times are a-changing in Edwardsville.
I've been here 18 years.
What have you noticed in terms of change, new development?
Well, the building boom, the houses being built and that.
Yeah. Is it harder to make a left turn now?
Yes.
Yeah, it seems like since we've lived here, I think a lot of people and businesses have moved to the area. I think it's really enticing from a young family point of view. The schools are good.
Well, in Edwardsville and Glen Carbon, I am excited about some of the development. But when it's right on the corner next to me in my subdivision, it has a different impact.
The man guiding much of the change in Edwardsville is Director of Economic Development, James Arnold. Arnold says these are prosperous times.
Last year, for example, we did $170 million in investment. And that was our second highest total dollar amount of investment in the last 15 years.
So investors put $170 million into new projects in Edwardsville last year.
Yes, our developers here.
That's quite a vote of confidence.
It's a wonderful thing to have.
And why are developers plunking down all the money in Edwardsville? He says they like the family demographics, the college students in need of food and housing, and the crime rate.
We have very low crime here. We're one of the safest cities in the United States, top five safest cities in Illinois. People want to feel safe, and when people feel safe, they move there, they come there, they play there, they shop there. There's no doubt about it.
Some towns have to lure in development with tax breaks, but Arnold says that's not the case so much in Edwardsville.
A lot of the areas that are being developed, we're not using things like enterprise zones or TIF districts. 157, we don't have anything out there.
Are you able to say no when they say, can you give us a tax break?
We make them. When developers come to town, it's a lovely negotiation of back and forth.
I mean, you've got something they want.
Correct. And
you don't have to give away the store.
Correct. And they also have something that we probably want. So I keep it open-ended. I love the negotiation. I love the discussion.
Arnold expects another $120 million in new development deals this year in Edwardsville. What sort of things are on the horizon?
Edwardsville's also going to move towards I-55. There's going to be a major 85 to 90 acre development coming in out there.
Oh, really? What sort of development?
Essentially, it's going to be a double-decker driving range with a putt-putt course and a restaurant attached to it. And that's just the first piece of that 90 acre development. Once that comes to town, no telling what else comes up in the I-55 corridor.
Edwardsville residents we talked to say they generally like all the development, but they don't want Edwardsville to lose its small town feeling. To that, Arnold says,
last year in particular, we started green space acquisition. We purchased 10 more acres and we're just leaving it as green space for our residents. We have over 300 acres that are zoned like green space conservation, and not many areas are just going out and buying land that they're keeping as green space. That makes people very happy here. We are very passionate about our green space. But anytime you see a development come to town that provides something that you don't have, that's a fantastic addition to your community.
Edwardsville is changing. There is no longer the A&W root beer stand that used to be not far from the courthouse, but they do still have a living, breathing Steak and Shake on 159. In Edwardsville, Kevin Killeen, KMOX News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.